When I was a kid, I had to make a dozen donuts last an entire 2 weeks. Yeah, that's how I learned to ration, but not just food. I learned to ration my entire damn life.
Microphone check. Does my mic sound nice? Yes, it does. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. We focus on the real journey to being 1% better every damn day. Welcome to this week's episode of It's About Damn Time. I am Jared Dam, back in the building once again. And if you're new here, I got you. It's About Damn Time. It's a podcast about self-discovery. It's my self-journey. I'm on a road to building a better me, 1% better each and every day. And hopefully I take you along for a ride with my conversations and revelations. And this week, we're solo this week, and we're kind of just talking about the scarcity mindset, kind of building from last week's episode that I had with Anthony Weaver. Shout out to Anthony Weaver. If you hadn't checked out that Money Trauma podcast episode, we talked about money trauma and how you grow up with it and how you overcome it. It's a good watch. It's a good listen. So go ahead and go to all podcasting platforms, including YouTube, in order to get that. But we want to build upon that this week and talk about the scarcity mindset, because we touched on it a little bit, but I feel like I gotta cook some more with that, because it's embedded in me. Like I feel like it's not just money. The scarcity mindset for me has just like basically overcome my entire life. And I gotta get over that. And I'm willing to bet some of you also are experiencing that, but let's start the conversation off how I do on solo episodes with a story. When I was younger, you know, my mom got paid every 2 weeks, and I've always been a foodie. I've always been a snacker. I've always loved sweets. Whether it was cookies or donuts or whatever, I was like, I just wanted it. My mom would buy it when she got paid, but she was like, if you eat it all up, you ain't getting any more until I get paid again. So it was like, okay, I need to make this work. So I like snacking when I'm watching TV, especially good shows that I like to watch. I still do that now, but, so if I'm watching Who's the Boss that came on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, so I'm like, okay, let me get two donuts. So two donuts is going, I'm going to ration out two donuts and eat donuts for the next 6 days during that time frame. Heaven forbid one person get a donut in the house. It throws my whole calculations off and I am mad. Same thing with cookies. She buys some Oreos or she buys some Chips Ahoy cookies, five. If I was feeling really greedy that day, I got seven, but I knew I was going to pay for it later on. Ice cream, three scoops of ice cream. Two scoops wasn't enough. Four scoops is really what I wanted, but three got me there so I could extend that for as long as possible. Sounds crazy, but that was just how it was in my head, because I knew my mom wasn't going to buy anymore and I wasn't going to ask her. Because you know how you have some kids that might ask, like, well, hey, I'm going to ask. Can I ask more? That wasn't that kid. So now I'm in this position where I'm just like, okay, trying to make it work. And then when you run out, you're just like, what do you do now? Like, what kind of snacks do you get now? Do you have the ingredients to make chocolate chip cookies, but no chocolate chips? So do you make what one of my friends like to call boneless chocolate chip cookies? It's nasty. I'm gonna tell you that right now. It's nasty. But it taught me to like navigate my resources that I had, but also taught me not to live in abundance. And so those lessons that I had then, I still utilize today. And not in a good way. And I think for me, it was not just those donuts or the ice cream or the cookies. I think for me, it was more so just my family mentality then. Like, if you look back, My mom, on my mom's side, my mom was the first person in our family to graduate college. So everybody else was in the position where, you know, we was always trying to come up, you know, trying to find money, trying to make it work, you know, share as a family, but more so you had to take care of your own household. And so that's what, you know, that was what we did. But my mom, who's a college graduate, who had this job where she's seen as elite because her job is Monday through Friday. She gets off at 4:30. You know, she has a salary position. So when my mama would buy me Happy Meals on Friday because she didn't feel like cooking, or she would, you know, once a month drive to Longview, Texas to get crab legs. I know we didn't, Shreveport's come up now, but back then we didn't have a Red Lobster then, so we had to literally drive about an hour to get Red Lobster. I know it's the 80s. I mean, it is what it is. But when people saw her do that, it was like, yeah, everybody ain't able. Oh my God, everybody ain't able. And when you get that kind of type of conversation that happens to you, you do a couple of things. One, you shrink yourself, right? You don't want to be that person that's identified as they think they sadiddy, they think they bougie, you know, even though you worked hard in college, you got this job, and it's a 40, you ain't balling out. I mean, it's still Red Lobster. You know what I mean? You know, it's a Happy Meal every week. And that was back then, was like $1.99, $2.99. You know what I mean? It was like, it wasn't like pressed, but you shrunk yourself down because you don't want people to sit there and think that you think you're more than who you are. And the second part of it is like, from a family standpoint, you got to help the family. And I joke with my sister, you know, Asia all the time. I call her, she's the Roman Reigns of our family. She's the head of the table. You know what I mean? I'm putting my wands up because I acknowledge her and I acknowledge what she does for the fam. But in the same time, that also does shrink yourself. You know what I mean? Stops you from being fully you because you feel like you got to take care of the rest of the family. And my mom, who is a people pleaser, as I mentioned before, because I'm a people pleaser, and you know, it's a generational thing. It got her, it put a lot of pressure to her and got her in a lot of trouble, you know, just mentally, emotionally, and financially. So that played a part where it's like, okay, we definitely got to be scarce and monitor what we have, and you know, I'm gonna eat this. As a youngster, I put so much pressure on myself to kind of hold things down for my mom, and that was one of those things psychologically that I did that I didn't realize that I was doing, and it just carried over with me. And so even now, when you think about it, what are some of these scarcity things that we carry on now in our 30s and 40s, maybe even 50s, that we can't really explain, but we've been doing it for decades, so we don't get it. And it's hard for us to explain it to other people. We just know that we do it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, what do you do with your toothpaste? Now, I'm not going to get to the battle between squeezing in the middle and tweezed at the end. I don't want that battle because I squeeze in the middle. And I know I'm wrong for squeezing in the middle. I know I'm wrong, but that's just what I do. So but whatever. What do you squeeze from the end or you squeeze from the middle? You try to get every last drop of that toothpaste out, right? You try to squeeze every little bit out. Now, some of us, once we got to that point where we squeeze and we can't squeeze no more, what we do? Do I want to say it? I'm going to say it. We cut that son of a bitch in half. I cut it in half, especially these 9 months when I wasn't working. I cut it in half and I'm scraping. The wrist action is working, my boy. I'm scraping every little drop of that out to try to get everything out before I sit there and say, okay, now I got to figure out some toothpaste. Think about toilet paper. You know you probably need that, that that 8-pack or that 16-pack with the double ply and the bigger extra rolls and everything, but times are hard, so let's just get this 4-pack and see what happens. You know, and Lil D talked about that a couple years back when she was on the show. I got to get her back on. About, she called it the broke bitch mentality. And, you know, buying deodorant, buying toilet paper, you know, for like the little 4-count or, you know, or the 2-count of paper towels, when you know you don't need it more. But, you know, you've been locked into that mentality growing up. You grown now, you make your own money, you can do what you want to do. Even some things that I've seen, like my co-parent, shout out to my co-parent, because she started doing this, and I paused when she did it, and I realized, fuck, we grown, we can do this. She would buy 2 types of juice, and she would open them up at the same time. Like, oh, I want this one. Today, I want this one. Right now, I want this one. And I saw her do it. You know, I was at the house with the kids. I saw her do it. I was like, oh, wait, we grown. We can do that. We're not going to get in trouble. We in our 40s. So it's just changing that mindset that you've just been in for so fucking long. I don't even get guap on my Chipotle order. I'm like, oh, that's extra. Why is that? I feel like I need to earn guap. Like, did I get a bonus? Did my tax returns come in? If somebody treat me and they convince me 3 or 4 times, Jared, you can get what you want, I'll deny myself the extra charge of guacamole. You're already spending what you spend in Chipotle anyway. The extra couple dollars for the guap is going to kill you. It's going to break the bank, right? And it just conditioned myself to be like, I don't have to feel like I deserve it in order to get it. And that's where I've been struggling with. Like fighting demons from the past that still live comfortably in my head. And it's even stemmed over until, like, not just the money situation. It's stemmed over in other parts of my life. Like, there's opportunities I've had in podcasting that I felt like that I wasn't ready for and kind of slinked my way out of it and turned it down. Why? Because I don't feel like I had the accreditation or I don't have the knowledge of some of these bigger producers that I've met through conferences. Some of that might be fair, but I paid my dues. I'm over 10 years in podcasting. I'm over, 7 years in podcast production. That's not light. But in my mind, ooh, it's not on this grand scale. So I ignored the opportunity. Or maybe like programs that's going to get me to the next level, but I look at it for as money and go, man, you know, that's costly. And, you know, maybe I could talk to them about a payment plan. No. Even in content creation, I'm thinking about doing stuff where I'm trying to create content. Let's take, for example, that TikTok narrator challenge. I was so excited about that. That was new. It was fresh. It was innovative. So I wanted to jump on the bandwagon. I think one night I stayed up late. I worked on the script. I was like, oh, this is good and funny. This shows all Jared's personality and everything. Still in my notes. Didn't record it. Why? That I felt like I wasn't going to execute it as well as other people? Maybe. That I feel like technically it wasn't going to be as smooth? I don't know. I got in my own way because I felt lesser than because of the scarcity mindset. You see how it bleeds over? And so it starts affecting you. And then when you have imposter syndrome and, you know, maybe some confidence issues, that's what makes it just infiltrate other parts of your mind and just stay there for years. So you gotta break through. how do you break through? Is there a way to break through? Because I don't feel like I have necessarily a breakthrough moment. I don't have this thing where I'm like, ooh, I started doing this, and now I'm doing this, and now I'm great. Scarcity mindset over. No, I don't have that thing. It's just like little small things that I am doing in order to try to change. For example, I didn't do it just now, only because I forgot. But I like to, when I record, to have candles lit. Y'all don't even see the candles. The candles are for me. But I will hold on to candles and only light them every once in a while. And then probably when I finish recording this, I'll blow them some bitches out. Cause we gotta conserve the candle. We can't just be going out buying candles. Why can't we? You're not buying 2 dozen candles, Jerry. You know what I mean? Same thing with cologne. Oh, I got the cologne game late. And so by the time I got to it, I realized, oh, cologne. I didn't pay this $100 for this bottle of cologne. I paid $150 for this bottle of cologne. I still got my dad's cologne from when he died a few years back. So what I do, I just spray it when I go out somewhere. And I never go somewhere. Y'all know I'm always here recording. I'm always at the house. So I'm not going out anywhere. But you're supposed to spray it for special occasions. Why? You can only smell good when you're going on a date or you're going to a special conference or somewhere? That's the only time that you can smell good? You see what I'm saying? That's crazy. So now I start like, you know, I get a little spritz right here, you know, for the office, you know, just to go out and grab a beer. You know, to go see somebody at their podcast studio, it'll smell good. That won't hurt. Those are the little small things that I'm doing, and I'm trying to work my way up from it. So, I've been big on stepping stones lately, and just, you know, just trying to achieve that next success level, one level at a time. And it may not be big things where you're like, okay, I'm gonna break out the scarcity mentality. I'm gonna do, and I ain't saying go overboard. I ain't saying overspend and put yourself in debt either. I'm not saying going to do the complete opposite, but it's different to lead a life where you're budgeting, or is it for to lead a life where, you know, I got some other things on the agenda that I want to try to take care of or make happen. But if you just living like this, because that's the way you've always lived, ask yourself, why are you still doing it? Then ask yourself, are you happy doing it? Because there's no law saying that you got to stay that way. Break through, break free. Become your own individual. It's hard. It's hard at this age. Definitely hard for me. I'm pushing through one step at a time. So the current battle that I had just recently, as you know, just got the first paycheck. So I could try to pay some bills. But like in October of last year, maybe November, I want to say it was October. In October last year, I lost my AirPods. Now, granted, they were about 3 years old, and I needed an upgrade, basically. But it's all I had, and I lost them. And I told myself, you know, when I got my first paycheck, you know, well, let's get some AirPods. And it's not necessarily just a want thing. It's more so of like, okay, I need to have these for when I go on my walks, or I need to have these when I'm secretly editing videos while I'm in the break room at work for like a 15 minute break, you know, something like that. So, the wire was just giving away, you know what I mean? So I was like, yeah, this is good. We can do this. Now, I had the conversation with myself, know that I have the money allocated that I can do this. get to the store to purchase it. It was like really hard for me to wrap my mind around doing it, and I had to just hurry up and give the card and just do it. And luckily, my friend Lanique was there. Shout out to Lanique. She's like, boy, if you don't, and I got tired of hearing her mouth, so I went ahead and paid for it. But that was difficult. That was so difficult to sit there and just be like, okay, I'm going to spend money on myself. But I'm going to leave you with this. Life is short. Now, if you're comfortable just going to work and coming home and watching TV and you know, getting your favorite snack, you know, three times a week, and that's it, I'm not going to try to change you, because you're living your life the way you want to live your life. But if you're doing that because you are so used to giving to others, you're not going to buy yourself additional toilet paper so you don't have to go back, because you're going to need that additional $10 to give to somebody else. That makes no sense. You're quick to sit there and provide stuff for other people. I will pay for somebody a $50 meal and won't buy myself $25 sunglasses. That's bullshit. So it's about damn time that you don't take that dozen of donuts and make it last forever. You can have all the donuts you want. I mean, I would advise against it, but it's about damn time to stop trying to make shit last. It's about damn time to live in abundance. To know that you are powerful and smart and you work hard, and that little bit of what you're holding on to is not the last of it. You're going to get it back. You're not going to let yourself fail. You're not going to hold on to that $10 and be like, well, that's the $10 that I got, so I got to hold on to it. So your damn challenge this week, do something for you. Not because you feel like you deserve it. Not because you feel like you've earned it. Just do it for you. Randomly. And see how that makes you feel. That's your challenge. That's all the time I got for you this week. As always, I appreciate y'all for listening. Share this episode with somebody that you feel like is not living in abundance and living in that scarcity mindset. Play it again if you are that person. Just be there for yourself. Until next time, I will see you next week. Thank you for joining me this week on It's About Damn Time. Hey, if you like what you heard, follow this podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and IG, and join the conversation on this week's episode. Link to all my socials in the show notes. You can also show love by simply giving me a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And of course, for more blogs, pods, and other digital content, go to thewholedamnshow.com. Until next time, I'll see you next week.